you mentioned you're going to write some letters of credence. Can you explain what those are?
Well, you can look it up on Wikipedia. They'll tell you what a letter of credence is. This was advised to us when we were back in Washington, D.C., that the church needs to put out letters of credence, which are letters from another government, giving them I talked about it a little bit on the radio. Somebody wanted us to take over some charitable funds, but they would not sign the documents with witnesses,
right?
As the Bible prescribes. And this is what letters of credences are. It's part of that chain of authentication that says this individual is on a diplomatic mission of Christ to do this, that, or the other thing, form a congregation, be this or that. In order to, and I'm sure many others will be dealing with, if they're not already, as they begin to set aside the Corban of the Pharisees and start seeking the Corban of Christ. These are the documentation that we are a government that's doing the work of a king, and that we are in the world, but we are not of the world, and open your door and let us pass. And it's just a huge job to do this, but there's no point in doing this unless we have the character of Christ working in our daily lives in daily communion with other souls seeking the kingdom. That is absolutely essential. There have been a number of people that have created such documents, then they just send people out. Here's some documents, run for it. They have created no communion, no community, no support teams for one another, and people are out there getting beat up along the side of the road, and nobody comes to their aid. Nobody even knows that they're in trouble because they haven't created the network that always was the kingdom. And so anyway, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.